Hi, so in this video, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm hoping that this video you're going to find to be quite informative. I'm actually going to teach you about you, about how you're made and about how you come together. Have you ever thought to yourself, you know, I'm just not wired up right. I just don't understand myself sometimes. There's got to be something wrong with me. I just don't make sense. It's like sometimes I do the things that I do want to do, but other times I don't do the things that I do want to do. And then sometimes I don't do the things that I do want to do, and I do the things that I don't want to do. Are you following me? Have you ever had these thoughts? Well, I guess that makes you human, because we all have these thoughts and we're actually all wired up the same way. What I'm hoping to show you in this illustration, in my red jelly baby man on the board here, is this is actually you, or it's me, or it's someone that you know. In fact, it's all of us. I'm going to show and hopefully be able to illustrate in this video how we're broken down into different parts. Have you ever thought you've got this, or have you ever felt like you've got this conflict going on inside of you? You know, one part of you is wanting to go one way, the other part of you is wanting to go the other. You're indecisive, you procrastinate, you're not sure what to do. You get angry sometimes, frustrated, you feel guilty or shameful, or you feel anxious or fearful of the future or the past, or you're just not quite sure who you are. And our mind can just go on and on and on, round and round and round in circles. Well, that makes you like me and like every other person on the face of this planet. There are three parts of you. Okay, I'm going to ask you just to go with me here. In this man here, you'll see that I've numbered different parts of this man here. One, two, three. I'm going to show you, hopefully, how there are actually three yous. Not just the one, but three. Now, don't get me wrong, all these three yous make up the one full you, but you're kind of like a tri being. There are three parts of you. First and foremost, the part that you see in the mirror every single day, the part that you know what you look like, you know how happy you are with how you look and all that kind of thing. Your body. Part one is your body, it's your physical body. It's your arms, it's your legs, it's your belly, it's your head, it's your ears, it's your nose. Whether they're too big, too small, not good looking enough, too good looking, whatever. Your physical body, from the day that it was born, began dying. Now, unfortunately, this is one thing in life that you have no control over whatsoever. That's the day that you die. It is guaranteed and it absolutely 100% is coming. But when, you do not know. No one actually knows. Apart from God, or your ultimate creator, or the universe, or however you would otherwise define this. Your physical body, if you could, just for a second, grab a pen or a pencil or grab your fingers and pinch yourself as hard as you possibly can on the arm. Now, you might limit yourself or prevent yourself from nipping as hard as you possibly could, but if you are able to do this and nip and keep on nipping and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze, it may at some point begin to hurt. It might get a little bit tender or a little bit sore. That's what we would know as physical pain. Physical pain that you feel in your body. You might break a leg or an arm, or you might break a bone and you'll feel this physical pain. Yes, it will hurt. You might bang your head on the way out of the house later on today, or you might get hit by a car. And yes, you're going to feel that too. Your physical body feels physical pain. So this is one part of your body, and that's how I'm hopefully going to be able to illustrate this one part of you. Body. But that's not all, because there's another part of you too. Okay, I'm going to ask you just for a second, just to think about when the last time a thought came into your head. Alright, think about the last time a thought came into your head, something that you thought about. Now, what I now want you to do is think about when the last time you controlled a thought that came into your head. When was the last time that you chose to think about popping a thought into your head? Okay, I'm talking about thoughts along the lines of, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm useless, I'm worthless, no one loves me, this person doesn't like me, I'm not good at my job, I'm not fit enough, I'm not good looking enough, I'm not handsome enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not capable enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough. Okay, these thoughts pop into our head, but we don't choose to think about them. They just come in from somewhere else. Now, where they come from is probably a good point that we could talk about in another video, perhaps even in another course. But just to illustrate this point in this video, I just want to hopefully be able to illustrate that you have this part of you, the mind, all right? The mind, I call this the part of you that encompasses the mind, the soul, all right, the soul. And this is pretty much all the stuff that goes on inside of your head, here. In two. Now you'll see here that this soul, I've put an A and a B and a C. Well, the first part, as I've already mentioned, is the mind. You see, your mind is where all the thoughts come. All these thoughts pop into your mind. Have you ever seen a Tom and Jerry cartoon? You know, remember Tom and Jerry, the cat and the little mouse? Tom would chase Jerry round and try to eat him all the time, and the little mouse would play pranks on the cat. Well, any time that Tom captured Jerry, the mouse, he'd have this little devil on one shoulder, a little angel on the other, and he'd be having this internal battle. You know, eat the mouse, Tom! Thomas, you shouldn't do that! Eat the mouse, Tom! Now, Thomas, you really shouldn't do that. Can you relate? Have you ever had this internal battle? It's like an internal conflict, isn't it? You really want to do something, but you know that you shouldn't. It's kind of like one part of you really wants to do something, usually something not particularly good or helpful. This other part of you, some people might call this your conscience, really is on your case. You know you shouldn't do this. You feel guilty and you feel bad when you do these things that your conscience tells you you shouldn't do. But the conscience does speak to you, doesn't it? Your conscience tries to keep you right. It tells you what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, what you know you could be doing, and what you know you really shouldn't even go anywhere near. But as I mentioned, sometimes in life, we do the things that we don't want to do, yet we don't do the things that we do want to do. It's kind of as if sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. Can you relate? Well, I call this the battlefield of the mind. This is where all the thoughts come from. Thoughts come in, we process them, we argue with them, we fight with them, we wrestle with them, and then we'll give in to, generally, our feelings. But giving in and our feelings is what I'm now going to come on to, because these parts of you also come into your soul. Will. Have you heard of the term free will? You have the free will to do whatever you want to do, to be whoever you want to be, to think however you want to think about whatever you want to think about, and to do to other people whatever you want to do to other people. You can do whatever you want to do with your life. You have this free will and the capacity to choose however you wish. But if you think about it, okay, in order for you to choose something, you must first have thought about it. So a thought must first have come in your mind before your will comes into play. Once your will comes into play, you will then choose a response. You'll choose to respond or react to the thought that comes into your head. So this part of you here, the soul, is made up of the mind and the will. The mind where the thoughts come from, and the will is how you choose. Now, the will that you have, your free will, is actually the only control that you have in life. Okay, now that sounds quite radical, I'm sure. But if you think about it, the only control that you have in life is how you choose to either respond or react to the thoughts that you have in your head. Now, yes, you might say, oh, but, you know, sometimes I behave in a certain way because this person makes me. Well, no, no one makes you behave or respond or react in any way whatsoever. Now, don't get me wrong, some people might do things or say things that you don't necessarily like, but you choose to react or respond in the ways in which you choose to act and respond. Now, you might find this a little bit hard to swallow, but it really is true. And, you know, depending on how you choose to react or respond to the thoughts that come in your head will determine how you feel. Feelings. If you're struggling with feelings of low confidence, anxiety, low self-esteem, whatever, those are feelings. We call them emotions. And they also make up your soul. So your soul is made up of three different parts. And it all goes on inside of your head, inside of your physical body. Now, okay, I don't know if you've heard this before, but you see, there's another part of you, one more part, and I'm hoping that as I illustrate this, you're also going to be able to relate. Now, okay, so you have thoughts come into your head, and then you're going to choose however you choose to respond or react to these thoughts. Now, how you choose to respond or react to these thoughts will, yes, ultimately determine and play a very, very active role in determining how you feel. But that's not all there is of you. There's this other part. We call this the heart. I call this the spirit. Not because I'm super spiritual or weird or any of these things. You can call this what you want, whatever word fits for you. But for argument's sake, I'm going to call it the spirit. Your spirit is actually the very, very essence of who you are. It's this inner you. It's the you that you really want to be. It's the you that you know you should be. It's the you that you know you could be. It's the you that you know you would love to be. It's your fullest potential. It's your dreams. It's your goals. It's your aspirations. It's what gets you up in the morning. It's where the excitement lies. It's where the life is. It's the very, very essence of who you are. Now, have you ever felt hurt? Has someone ever let you down? Have you ever been rejected, dismissed? Have you ever been called irrelevant or useless or worthless? Has anyone ever just stuck that knife in and twisted it, stabbed you in the back, cheated on you, let you down? Well, those aren't nice things to happen. But when these things do happen, and we'll all have experienced one of those things at some point in our life, we feel hurt. We feel hurt. It's not a feeling that we are hurt. It's an internal pain in our heart, in our spirit. Our spirit feels wounded, doesn't feel whole. It doesn't feel the extent of the life which it really wants to feel and experience. So our spirit is ultimately where the life is. The spirit is alive, it wants to live. This isn't concerned about dying, it's actually concerned about making the most of life, about meeting our needs, about growing, about developing, about becoming more, and about being free. Our spirit wants to be free. It's kind of as if sometimes we feel a bit caged in this body, don't we? You know, we're kind of, we know the body's, you know, as we get older, is dying, it's perhaps, you know, slowing down a little bit, and we don't want this. We want to be free. We want to be as energetic and as youthful and as spriteful as what we were back in our youth. Now, I'm 35 today. I'm not as fit and as, you know, energetic as what I was when I was 21. I'd struggle to go out and run a marathon today. I used to have no problem with that going back 10 to 15 years ago. But today, although I would still love to do these things, the physical body's not quite as able as what it used to be. Now, yes, I have the ability to still run marathons. And, you know, if I had the desire to run marathons, all I've got to find is a strategy and train, and I can do that kind of stuff. But what I'm trying to do here, just to illustrate this point, is that I show you that there's three parts of you. There are three parts of me. You're not just one. You're quite a complex being, a tri-being, if you like. You're made up of body, your physical body that's dying. You have no control over when this happens. You have this soul, this part of you, the soul, where the thoughts come in. You have your free will, this free will in your head where you choose how to react and respond to the situations and circumstances that you find yourself in. And you have your emotions: happy, sad, anger, fear, guilt, shame. The list goes on. But your spirit is kind of your beliefs. It's who you believe that you are. It's the very essence of who you are. which may or may not be accurate, by the way. You know, just because you believe something about yourself doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. You might not just have found the full answer yet of who it is that you are. Now, we're going to be looking into this more in the next video. We're going to be focusing on specifically the soul. I mean, how our thoughts actually affect our feelings. But just to wrap this video up, I'm hoping that this is a little bit clearer. I'm going to be, over the next couple of videos, really going a bit deeper now into our psyche and how you're actually wired up. But I hope this has illustrated the point. There's not just one of you, there's three. And if you ever feel like there's an internal conflict going on, it's because there is. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not wired up wrongly. You're not crazy. You're just human. So I look forward to seeing you in the next video.